You are listening to PolicyBazaar.ae's The Policy Project. We've got you covered.
Welcome back to the second part of our conversation with our experts, Kareem Al-Malla, Head of Protection at MetLife Gulf, and Joseph Terence, Business Head of Life Insurance at PolicyBazaar UAE, talking about term life insurance.
You spoke about the underwriting process, so this one is for Kareem. How does the underwriting process work for term insurance, and what factors influence the eligibility and the premiums? And also, are there any medical examinations or requirements that the applicants, they should be aware of?
You see, underwriters evaluate various factors such as individual's health, age, medical history, occupation, lifestyle, and other risk factors before determining a premium rate and eligibility for the policy. Medical examinations are usually requested with higher coverage amounts, higher ages, and if the health declaration or the questionnaire needs to be expanded upon. But at MetLife, we're proud to have a non-medical limit. This is what we in the industry usually refer to it. The highest non-medical limit in the market, which is at up to $850,000 between the age brackets of, let's say, up to age 45. After that, the non-medical limits either decrease or, of course, if you want to have those higher coverage amounts, some medical tests may be required.
All right. And lastly, Kareem, if you could throw some light on the growing use of online purchase of term life insurance.
You see, especially here in the UAE, I think people today seek convenience and value a seamless digital experience in nearly every aspect in life. So having the option to buy term life insurance online is something that some customers value. And it works for those who may be seeking relatively lower coverage amounts and want to have a straight through digital experience and easily get protection. This is a journey that MetLife in the UAE started a few years ago, offering term life online through our own website. And today, we have extended this digital value proposition to our partners in the digital space, such as you gentlemen from PolicyBazaar.
Brilliant. Very insightful segment, a very interesting segment. Thank you so much, gentlemen. And now it's time to move on to our next segment, Ask Away. Now, here we take up the FAQs by our lovely customers and respond to them with the help of our experts. If you are also an inquisitive and curious learner like myself, and you've got questions about finance, about insurance, then I would say don't hesitate. Just ask away. Slide into our DMs on Instagram, follow us at PolicyBazaar UAE, or reach out to us via any of the other social media channels, and we'll try our best to answer your questions in the next episode. Today, however, we shall be taking up questions related to term life insurance, and we have received in our inbox through these weeks. So, Kareem and Joseph, are you ready to answer our ask-aways?
Yes, Seth, shoot away.
Let's do it.
All right, lovely. So, the first one, it is for Kareem. Hashima wants to know, what are the type of riders for term life insurance?
Interesting. So, riders for term life insurance. There are several different types of riders for term life insurance. But first of all, what is a rider? One can ask. We can think of a rider as an add-on to a life insurance policy. And there are many types of riders or add-ons you can have on your life insurance policy, such as critical illness cover, which is very important in my view, that if diagnosed with the mentioned critical illnesses, a policyholder can receive a cash benefit to mitigate that financial stress that unfortunately comes along when facing a critical illness. Other riders or add-ons could be disability benefits, either due to sickness or due to accident. You have permanent total disability, you have temporary total disability. Riders can come in all shapes and forms. And I think it's good to highlight that some riders come with an additional cost, but others, add-ons, or let's call them value-added services, come without an additional cost. And with MetLife, I think we have two riders that are noteworthy to mention right now, which are, let's say, value-added services, which are second medical opinion and the medical discount card. You see, second medical opinion is a service from medical centers in the USA we give for free, where a leading medical practitioner specializing in the field of your illness will review your test results and provide their expert opinion and recommendation. This value-added service is very well received with our customers. We also have a MetLife discount card. It is a card which offers you discounts up to 50% on health checkups, optical and dental and medical providers in the UAE. Over the next few weeks, we're introducing our state-of-the-art health and wellness program, MetLife 360 Health, which will include amazing functionalities to track lifestyle, improve your mental and brain health, help to track stress levels, set and track achievable health goals, and get rewarded for well-being or being well.
Very nice. Very, very cool. Okay, so the next question, Rashid wants to know, Joseph, I think you can answer this. What should be the method that one should follow to set their level of sum assured?
It's, I think, the simplest question somebody can look at, but difficult at the same time. When you want to buy a life insurance, whatever it is, so how do you know what kind of risks that you have? I mean, how much is the liability that you have, right? So first thumb rule that we use is the first basic component of your sum insured is basically your annual income versus a multiplier. So if you are, say, 35 years old and you want to buy a term insurance policy, your multiplier should be 20, which means your annual income into 20 times should be the sum insured that you should be taking. As you grow older, say probably about 45 or 50, then it can be like 15 times or 10 times. Now, why do we say that? The first basic rule is, in case anything happens to you, your family, so you're getting a steady income right now at the moment. And at 35, your child would be going to school, probably primary or just in a first, second, third or whatever grade. They should be able to go to school. You not being there for them should not affect at least financially. It cannot be something that like, I'm not there for my family, which means the difficulties would definitely be there on missing me. But at least the financial part, I should be able to clear up for them. The second thing that you should consider is, do you have a mortgage? Do you have any kind of liabilities that are outstanding, right? So suppose if you say you have got a house for which you're paying a down payment and it's worth about $25 million or dirhams, and your salary is about 100,000 dirhams a month. So you should have 1.2 million into 10 of 20 times as a cover, plus your outstanding liability, which is your mortgage amount, should be added to that. That is how you should decide a cover. So I think that's pretty much the thumb rule that I would go by, and I would advise people to go by. Your multiple of your salary plus the liabilities should be the minimum sum insured that you should take.
That's pretty an interesting way to put it across. And Rashid, we hope we answered your question. Now, next one is from Ahmed. And since we are on the topic of insurance, Kareem, this one, I'd like to get an answer from you. Is there a chance of rejection of claims except in the case of misdeclaration?
You see, Sid, non-disclosure and misrepresentation are the main reasons in refusing claims. So therefore, we always encourage to disclose all the information as much as possible. And along with disclosing the information, we really encourage the customers to understand the key exclusions of products. And this, of course, you are available on our brochures, on our product flyers. And of course, this is where the role of an advisor comes critical into play.
Okay. So, Joseph, the next question is for you. It's coming from Neeraj, and he's asking, in the event of death, how quickly can beneficiaries expect to receive the death benefit from the term life insurance policy? And are there any potential delays?
So, Sid, the first thing is the beneficiary should be reporting a death to the insurance company. And most of the time, that's where the delay happens. Your spouse or whoever is the beneficiary is not aware of the person having an insurance policy or do not know how to claim or whom to reach out. So we as a company, Policy Bazaar, help all our clients. We suggest two ways to approach to the claim. First is basically either register a claim with the insurance company directly and with a copy to us, or send us the intimation and we will handle it with the insurance company. So first part is your intimation. Now the second part is submitting the documents related to that event, basically. So for example, if you have died in a road traffic accident, there would be a police report and so on, right? There would be a death certificate, which is the bare minimum, police report and all that.
True.
If there is, if somebody's died to a health condition, then you would have a medical report for that. Death certificate, medical report, copies of cancellation of passport and all that. So your time starts, basically the payment's time starts from the time you've actually submitted the required documents to the insurance company. And then the claims actually looked at. So first thing, when you intimate, insurance company or we as the intermediaries would come back to you and tell you, okay, these are the list of documents that are required for your claim, depending on the type of claim, right? And once that is done, when that is submitted, usually the claims get paid within 15 working days. I think that should be average. So I remember we had a claim intimation mid-January and it's already paid. The delay is basically the documentation part. Once your documentation is done, the required documents are submitted, then the claims usually get paid. If it is payable, it gets paid within a time frame of 15 or probably a month's time, actually. There should not be any delay. It's only because the documents are not submitted. I think that's the only delay. Or the proof of claim is not submitted, I should say.
Okay. Neeraj, we hope you got your answer. And the next one is coming in from Josephine. She wants to ask, given an insured's current health condition and the family's medical condition, how can they secure the most favorable rates for a term life insurance policy? Kareem, would you like to take that?
Sure. You see, always having complete disclosure of your medical condition and history is important. And if medical tests are asked, then do them and you'll always get a fair decision from the underwriter based on the results. And a recommendation from my side would be to not just limit yourself at looking at rates while affordability is important. It's also important to make sure you do your homework and you select an insurer that will give you peace of mind, because at the end of the day, you are protecting your loved ones with them.
True. Very, very true. All right. Now the last question. And Kareem, I think you're the best person amongst the three of us who can answer this. So with UAE being a country with all of us are here from our own countries, we're all expats, 80% plus expats in this country. How does the claim process work if the customer goes back to their home country?
You see, it's simple. A customer can reach us from the UAE and abroad in the same manner. They can send us an email or report the claim via the online portal that we provide them. It applies to living benefits as well as death benefits. A claim submission is explained everywhere in our policy, on our website, several brochures. But I think it's noteworthy to mention here, Sid, that in 2022, MetLife Gulf had a successful claims payout of 96.2%. We paid $276 million in 2022 in claims to our customers. Out of that $276 million, $237 million are in group medical claims and $39 million in individual life and protection claims. That is an average of $760,000 in claims paid every day, and it was paid to over 100 countries. At MetLife, we're committed to fulfilling our promises to our customers. And across MetLife, we're guided by our purpose, always with you, building a more confident future.
Brilliant. So this brings us to the end of this segment. But don't go just yet. If you have any questions about financial wellness and insurance, then simply ask away. DM us on Instagram, follow Policy Bazaar UAE, or reach out to us at any of our social media channels, and we'll try our best to answer your queries in our next episode. For now, though, I hope we're all up to date with our term life insurance knowledge. We'll meet again in the next episode with more informative and insightful content along with our lovely experts. Thank you so much, gentlemen. It was a fantastic and a delightful conversation about term life insurance. Kareem and Joseph, you guys are rock stars.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sid. Thank you for having me here, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Kareem. Thank you, Sid. It was wonderful speaking to you.
Thank you so very much. We wish you the very best. And that's it for today's episode, everyone. See you in the next one. Till then, take care and stay tuned.
You were listening to PolicyBazaar.ae's The Policy Project. We've got you covered.